Climate change is the most crucial challenge facing our planet. The very habitability of our planet depends upon what we do now. We have a very small window of opportunity, probably 4 or 5 years, to start turning things around dramatically in keeping greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere, because we've seen such an enormous increase in greenhouse gases and, for instance, carbon dioxide, which is the greatest problem that we're facing in this regard. It stays in the atmosphere for 100 years or longer. So anything we put up there, there's this tremendous cumulative effect, and it's like building a huge carbon blanket in our very delicate, thin atmosphere. And there's no question that not only is our world heating up, but with tremendous consequences that a few years ago people thought were far off into the future, we're already seeing. So this isn't something we get to wait until we see the worst and then respond like we're so used to doing. We have to take action now if we're going to protect our children and our grandchildren from an absolutely catastrophic situation.
And part of that taking action involves policy changes. What sort of policy changes do you see being needed?
Well, people say there's no silver bullet, that we have to do all sorts of different things, and that's true in a sense, but we do know that no matter what you do with transportation, building, all the rest of it, if we continue in this nation and around the world to produce electricity by burning coal, we will go beyond 450 parts per million to 600, 700, 800 parts per million. And 450 parts per million is universally recognized as the point at which we have catastrophic, irreversible climate change. 450 parts per million meaning how much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Before the Industrial Revolution, if you go back 800,000 years, they've been able to determine this from ice core drillings. The atmospheric concentration never exceeded 300 parts per million, 800,000 years. Before the Industrial Revolution, it was about 280 parts per million. Now we're at 387 parts per million and increasing about 2 parts per million a year. So we're never going to be able to reverse that trend and make our atmosphere safe for the future on this planet unless we stop burning coal. We shouldn't, no nation should be building another new coal-burning power plant, and over the long term we need to start phasing the ones that we have in place out. And we know that we've got the technologies in place now. We don't have to sit back and wait for new technologies, because we know with solar, think of the sun around the world. In Salt Lake City, for instance, we have over 300 sunny days. In Florida, I'm sure it's beyond that. Imagine the wasted energy from the sun that we could be capturing and turning into electricity, and that we could be heating our water with. So you've got solar, you've got geothermal energy, you've got hydroelectric energy, which could be tapped in better and more efficient ways than it already is. You've got tidal energy, and that's both on the surface, and they've had very great successes with these turbines that they put on the floor of the oceans with very predictable energy coming from the tides. So, and then, of course, you've got wind. About 20% of all Denmark's electricity now comes from wind turbines, and we have probably more energy, wind energy potential than anywhere in the world in the Dakotas in this country. So we just need to have better distribution, and with that and the utilization of all these other clean, renewable energy sources, we'd look back and say, what were we ever thinking going out and mining coal and burning coal and creating all these both local air quality problems, all the mercury and other poisons coming from coal-burning power plants, and then, of course, being the sector that is most responsible for global warming.